This morning, I would like to just give maybe some thoughts and a little exhortation. And I want to start with the word treasures. And the Lord in His Word says for you and me to lay up treasures. And it's not to be on earth, where a thief could break through and steal what we might have, say, in a bank or in our houses. But it's to be in heaven. It's to be eternal treasures. It's to be something that is extremely valuable. It will not have a money worth or a value necessarily. But when he gave the parable of the pearl of great price, and it said that this man found this pearl, and he went and he saw the value of it, and he never intended to sell it because he knew it was eternal. And he sold all that he had and bought that pearl, and it was his treasure. And anyway, I've been thinking about that scripture of laying up treasures in the right place where it would be safe for all eternity. And then I was thinking of some other scriptures, and there are treasures in certain unexpected places. Our last message on the crosses, it was the unexpected cross. And while we look at crosses as being difficult, it represented dying, it was death, and it we all understood as that little message went forth that Jesus had a cross, and he said, you and I would too. And he, and so then we have songwriters that says, oh, the glories of the cross. Oft I've proved it to be true. Well, it's difficult for me to even express where that glory was, and how God proved himself to me in those places. But there are treasures also in the dark places. It says treasures of darkness, and certainly nobody likes darkness. It represents very much similar to the cross. It's very hard sometimes to go through these trials, these places of suffering. And yet, God wants me and you to find something of great value and to say that I have attained all of that. I can't say that, but if I see my treasures in darkness as not being something to crush and alter my life until I'm not as I once was, then I can see where is the treasure, where is the glory of this certain place. There is another scripture that says, Matthew 13:52, he said to them, Jesus said, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out of his treasure things that are new and fresh and things that are old and familiar. Now that was another translation, and yet it's very similar to the King James. When it says they're fresh and new, we think about every morning His grace, His mercy, His compassion are fresh and new also. And so we have new experiences, fresh experiences, and then we have familiar things that happened, things of inspiration, and old experiences. And certainly every one of us today, no matter how young or old we are, we can look back and remember those things, and we may tell it over and over. And so may not always be in a testimony. We found many wonderful treasures when our daughter Jan was killed, because Lorne was saved, and the Lord used that many times down through our life. And I remember we took a little train trip to California, and you could not sit at your table in the dining room by yourself. You had to sit with two other people. And it wasn't like we said, okay, this is the couple we're going to tell them our life experience of losing a child and Lorne getting saved. But it just seemed like that when it happened, God caused it to be said. And I remember this one couple that was about our age, and they both just got tears in their eyes. And so some of our familiar and old experiences can be shared, especially when the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I want you to bring this one out of my treasures that I have given you. Then we have another scripture that is a little difficult. It's similar to treasures in darkness, but it says he should have fed them with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock. Oh, it just seems like a rock would be similar to the darkness. And I remember it was a number of years ago that I had this little dream, and it has come back to me in all of this affliction that I've been through, actually this week. And I had this dream that I saw this straight, and it was a path for only my feet. I can still see it in my mind, but in the middle of this path was not just a rock, it was a boulder, and there was no way. As I looked upon that boulder, it wasn't a smooth boulder, it was jagged. And as as I approached it, I had to go over it. I could not go around it, but I made it. And that narrow path led on from there to these beautiful mountains. And it made me think then this week of in Pilgrim's Progress, where they met the Shining Ones, and it may have been the shepherds, and they wanted them to get a little picture, a vision of what they were going to and striving for. And they said, here, look in this. The Shining Ones told Pilgrim and Hopeful, here, look in this eyeglass, you know, and what do you see out there? And it was the celestial mountains. And, oh, it was so beautiful, and it challenged them to go on and win their crown. So there's sweet things that can come out of darkness and can come out of a rock. And then we like to think about the scripture over in Revelations where it said, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Now, in order for you to get the finest wheat and the honey out of hard places and the sweet things, we have to seek for it also. It's a type of grace which will enable us to stand and go forward when we may not feel like it. But he said, give me the little book. And he said unto me, okay, I added that word, take it and eat it up, and it will make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in the mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and I ate it. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. What I see in this is a comparison again of the sweetness and the treasures and the wonderful things we can learn from the hard places. The bitter, it would represent that rock, and it would represent those dark places. So if you and I are willing, the scripture says, we shall eat the good of the land. It will minister to us and feed us. And then another scripture says, Proverbs 2, 1 through 9, my son and my daughter, well, I've added that, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto the wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, well, we may not understand what the Lord is saying to us in these places that are straight and hard and maybe dark and like a rock, and yet there's something in it that will become a treasure, and that it will be sweet. So we're looking for that, and there's the song that says, heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. It takes time for the Lord to reveal maybe even why he did it. The next verse, verse 4, seek, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure. If we seek after the things of the Lord and put them in our hearts and we feed on those things, and maybe sometimes not even when we feel inspired, but I have memories of using the word of the Lord and the Lord meeting me, and he would inspire his word to me. I remember one time in Oregon when Lauren and I had gone out there and for the meeting, and actually I think it turned out it was our only time that we went to that meeting, but I was so fearful when I got out there. You know, maybe I wasn't familiar with the settings and I wasn't familiar with the people. And at the time, I was really in an affliction and thought we had to turn around from Denver and come home. And yet the Lord awakened me early that morning and gave me a message. And he gave me a message every morning we were going out there. And yet I had no confidence maybe in myself. And I opened my Bible in service one day, and it was Isaiah 41 and 10. And I will let you look that up for the sake of time this morning. And it will maybe become inspired to you too. Every day in that camp meeting, I would have my Bible laying beside me in the bench, and I would just read it over and over, and it just inspired my faith that I didn't have to be afraid. And I came home, we came home from that meeting, and for a long time, I had to use that scripture, even in our own congregation, to take the pulpit. So we seek after these things. Silver is something very precious and valuable. And I'm thinking of some of the purposes, silver and gold. And the Lord is desiring us to be purged and purified, and the dross in our life come to the surface. And there's a scripture that I came to me that it said this week, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed. Well, I don't believe it was healing of the body. I believe it was healing of maybe our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and recognizing what they were. And we are on our guard. Lord, help me in this place because I have a weakness there. Give me the power. I plead the blood. Those kind of things. God is pleased. And he begins to bring that dross that we can see ourselves. And at the same time, resist the devil and he will flee. Then shalt thou be, if you're seeking for hidden treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord. We fear God and we keep his commandments because we're all coming to stand before him, and we will either hear the words, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, or it will be words of well done, thou good and faithful servant. And surely I know that we all want that. And so it goes on in that same verse and it says, and find knowledge of God. And so, for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints. I want to tell you something. Many times God has preserved my way, and then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, and yea, every good path. So I hope you can get some encouragement out of some of these scriptures. And we may not always understand. We may even say it, I don't understand why this came to me. Well, you may not, but maybe God will in time cause it to be honey out of a rock. I would like to add this as it came to my mind when I closed out the message. I thought about Samson and how that he slew a lion when he was in the way. Now, a lion can slay a man with hardly any effort, but Samson had the strength to kill this lion. He went on his way, came back. What did he find in that lion's mouth? He found in that carcass. What is the carcass? It's something that could have killed him. Some of these dark places and these rocks and that God's wanting to cause to be sweet and like treasures, that honey was very sweet. It had honeycomb, and he dipped into it and ate it. So I just wanted to add that at the end. Amen.